Hello, everyone. This is Ryan King with the 11th episode in the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is the second in a series, A Day in the Kingdom. And our title for today's episode is, Come Ye, Let Us Go Up to the Mountain. In our last episode, we paid a visit to the great city of Yahweh Shema and got a flavor for the atmosphere visitors will encounter in the land of Israel, preparing to make their way up to the temple in Jerusalem. We met a group of Far Eastern visitors who were coming for the first time and now are primed and ready to visit the glorious house of prayer for all nations. We know how excited they will be to journey there because the prophet Isaiah tells us that many nations will say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob. It won't be that they are going to Jerusalem merely out of command. These friends of ours delight in traveling to this place to worship and will encourage many others to do so. How different is this from what we see around us today? Regularly at school and work, we find God's principles either challenged or outright dismissed. But an age of righteousness is arising. Men and women will want to learn about what is despised at the moment. It is helpful to think of these things at this present time. Often we feel alone in standing for the principles of the truth and wonder if things will ever change. A better day is coming. On this occasion, we have the honor of journeying with our friends up to the temple. We don't always do so, but we delight in seeing their enthusiasm for our land and our city that this time we've decided to travel along. The children which they have brought with them will remain in the good custody of the other saints dwelling at Yahweh Shema. As they wave goodbye to their children, they are completely free of any worry, and we begin our walk towards the magnificent temple. We have the option of taking a train, but in the rarefied air of the kingdom age, we prefer to walk. We leave Yahweh Shema and enter the portion belonging to the mortal Levites, some of the now converted Jewish people charged with assisting in temple maintenance. This territory, flattened by the earthquake, features a grassy plain, ideal for walking and discussing God's ways. We pass by the ancient and now fully rebuilt city of Hebron, where the fathers of Israel and their faithful wives were once buried. With the land now transformed and flattened, an elevated city roughly 1 mile square, with lofty towers at each corner is coming into view. Our friends are flush with excitement, as this is the opportunity they have been waiting so long for. The earthquake has raised Mount Zion so well that we can see from afar the altar upon the top of the hill, receiving the sacrifices of the other mortals. Streams of water and lush gardens, such as we've never seen, line the pathway leading up to the city. This Jerusalem is so much larger and does not at all resemble the former city. Gone are the desecrations and downtroddings of ages past. No longer is this the crossroads of three faiths, but we find a city at complete rest, where there is just one Lord and his name one. Violence is no longer heard in the land, neither wasting nor destruction within her borders, but her walls are called salvation and her gates praise. Our friends are also struck by the presence of a cloud that is resting above Mount Zion. This cloud, we are told, will be like a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime, from heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and rain. This cloud is a wonderful reassurance to our friends, for unlike us, the battle of sin will still be going on for them throughout the millennial age. They will need the comfort that the truth will provide. Despite the presence of the Lord Jesus and his saints to guide them, they, like us now, will have good days and bad days. Seeing that cloud resting over Mount Zion will be a tremendous exhortation, reminding them of the abiding and unchanging virtues of Yahweh, who will always be with them. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, says Psalm 48. And that cloud exists with us today too. It is with us as we now go off to begin our day. Our God has provided for us in his word and in his Son a refuge from the storm and from the heat of all that is before us in this life. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runneth thereto and is safe. One of the other descriptions Isaiah provides about this cloud is that it is like a defense. The Hebrew word conveys the idea of a wedding canopy. Just as two people, infatuated with each other, get married, this Zion, as it exists in the kingdom age, will be like a honeymoon forever. For a thousand years, peace and happiness will dominate our experience within God's house. So as Brother Roberts says, it is where every thought is a joy and every movement a pleasure. With this in mind, our friends are now ready to set their feet within the gates of the temple. But for that, you'll have to wait to join us next week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week for part 3 in our series, A Day in the Kingdom, as we have the privilege and honor of entering the temple itself. Fare ye well.